Yo, what's up fam? Riley Hart here, back with another dose of self-care RX because let's face it, adulting is a wild ride and sometimes you just need a mental life raft. Today, we're diving deep into something that's seriously important, especially if you're navigating the chaotic world of Gen Z relationships. Mindful communication. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with your bestie? Or maybe you've gone on a date where the vibes just didn't click. Communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship, but let's be real, it's easier said than done. We get caught up in our own heads texting too fast and ghosting like it's an Olympic sport. But listen up because I'm dropping some serious truth bombs. Mindful communication isn't about being a robot who speaks in perfectly curated sentences. It's about being present, actually listening, and understanding what the other person is saying and feeling even when it's messy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't throw shade at someone while they're mid-breakdown, right? So why do we often treat each other that way in our everyday interactions? Here are 5 things that can level up your communication game and make those relationships actually work. 1. Ditch the passive-aggressive texts. Let's be honest, passive-aggressive texts are like emotional landmines waiting to explode. You know what I'm talking about, those subtweets with the innocent emoji faces. They only create confusion and resentment. Instead of dropping cryptic messages, speak your truth directly. If something bothers you, say it calmly but clearly. Trust me, a direct approach is way less stressful in the long run. 2. Listen up, not just to respond. We've all been guilty of this, scrolling through our phones while someone's talking or planning our comeback while they're mid-sentence. Active listening means giving your undivided attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really try to understand what the other person is saying. It shows respect and builds trust. Plus, it helps you avoid those awkward moments where you completely miss the point. 3. Embrace the art of I statements. When you're feeling frustrated or hurt, it's easy to blame the other person. But that usually leads to defensiveness and more conflict. Instead, try using I statements to express your feelings without attacking. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try saying, "I feel hurt when you say things like that." It takes ownership of your emotions and makes the conversation less accusatory. 4. Check your assumptions. We all have biases and preconceived notions about people. But those assumptions can lead to misunderstandings and misinterpretations. Before jumping to conclusions, take a moment to check your assumptions and ask clarifying questions. It's like being a detective, gather all the facts before making a judgment call. 5. Practice patience. Communication is a two-way street and it takes time to truly understand someone. Don't expect instant resolutions or mind reading. Be patient with yourself and the other person. Sometimes taking a break to cool down and come back to the conversation later can make all the difference. Okay, let's bring this real talk back to earth. Picture this. You're hanging out with your squad, things are chill, then someone drops a comment that makes you feel kind of off. What do you do? Do you swallow it and pretend everything is cool, or do you speak up? I'm not saying you have to start an argument, but ignoring those uncomfortable feelings just creates tension and resentment. Maybe you try something like, "Hey, I know you probably didn't mean anything by it, but when you said that, it kinda made me feel." It takes courage to speak your truth, but it's so much healthier than letting things fester. Remember, real friends are open to communication and want to understand each other. So there you have it, 5 mindfulness techniques to level up your communication game. Remember, be present, listen actively, use as statements, check your assumptions, and practice patience. These aren't just fluffy tips, they're the secret sauce to building healthy, fulfilling relationships. This episode was brought to you by the sound of my voice, which is pretty amazing, right? But seriously, if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, rate the podcast 5 stars, seriously, it helps. And tag me in your TikTok stories about how mindful communication is changing your game. Let's keep this conversation going. And hey, don't forget to check out my other episodes, I promise they're just as fire. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.